Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That usually means we should talk about it.
Well, it deals with Satoshi Nakamoto, yes. So it's important.
Yeah. Craig Wright, the man who claims, one of the men who claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto, has quote-unquote won a court case. We'll get into that story coming up here. Of course, he and his associates are saying that it's proof that he's Satoshi Nakamoto.
He is absolutely not Satoshi Nakamoto.
And we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But honestly, there is a pretty important story coming out of New York City that I think we should probably talk about first. But before we do any of those things, we're going to the phones where Ukraine 79 is on the line. Ukraine 79, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, folks. What's happening?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I was watching on Odyssey, actually, a video by Adam Kokesh. And he was talking about basically cannabis taxation, the taxes you pay on cannabis. And he used a term that's really sticking with me the last few days since I've watched that video. He used the term blood cannabis, as in cannabis that's been purchased with the U.S. dollar, which we know the issues with the U.S. dollar, and the issue with the taxes on top of marijuana going to things that could be law enforcement, for example, that kills people, kind of things like that.
Mm. Yeah, I know some states that have, like, cannabis taxation claim that the money goes to programs, like, you know, to help people get off drugs, supposedly. I don't know if that's true in all states, and which states have that, I don't know either. But, yeah, there's certainly a chance law enforcement could get their ugly hands on that.
I mean, to me, it doesn't make a big difference which governmental agency the money is going to, because it just frees up money for a different governmental organization for a different money to go to, you know, the police state or whatever. So
yeah, they're not
going to
lower the budget because of cannabis taxation. They're going to add it to.
Yeah. So any amount of money that goes to the state, even if it's just, you know, raising money for lotteries or whatever, it's ultimately blood money.
It's fungible. Yeah, that's true. So is he advocating that people who want to purchase cannabis should continue to buy it on the black market?
I don't know if that was exactly where he was going. Actually, where I saw this was on a video he made on the day of Thanksgiving. He was handing out eights of marijuana to homeless people on the street, and he kind of went on this tirade when he was with some woman, and it looked like a camper of some sort. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it was just kind of cool, the conversation they had after they were handing out these eights of weed. They seemed to forget rolling papers, but they handed them lighters, so that was weird. But it was a good video. It's on Odyssey if you guys want to see it. But I just thought his views on marijuana and the legal marijuana market were interesting. He also mentioned, you know, told people watching the video, the legal cannabis prices, I was surprised some people were paying $60 for an eighth of weed.
Holy crap. That's like black market rates. I mean, that's seriously, I remember back in the day, I mean, 20 years ago, those were black market rates.
$60 for an eighth?
Yeah. It should be like $40, $35.
Like really good weed.
Okay. Because I'm like, I could get an ounce for like $65, $75.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't good weed, but it was weed.
You said back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you could get, back in Florida, you could get what they had, regs, they had mids, and they had the high-end stuff. So the high-end stuff was $60 for an eighth.
Okay.
Maybe that's why it is, because it's supposedly really nice.
Well, but that's the thing. Like now, I mean, you can go on the dark web and order all kinds of high-end weed for less than that. So, I mean, that's highway robbery to have to pay that just for the convenience of going into a store. Now, I suspect it's different in different states. Did he say from which state?
Hold on. I have a question now. In one of these states where pot is legal, is buying pot on the dark web legal?
That's an excellent question. As I understand it, Aria, and this
I have
is
experience.
You what? You have experience?
Buying weed on the dark web in a legal state. Michigan won't prosecute for much. If you've got more than 2 ounces, it could be a problem. But if you buy under 2 ounces, it kind of flies under the radar.
Yeah, so this isn't legal advice. I'm not an attorney. But my understanding of possession is that it was never illegal to buy the weed. That the action of the purchase as a customer, as a seller, it was illegal to sell the weed, you know, under prohibition. But to buy the weed, just there wasn't like a separate.
It was
charge.
Illegal to possess it once you had it. But
yes.
Okay,
yes,
that
so
makes
illegal
sense.
To possess. So
I mean, it makes no sense, but I understand the logic behind it.
So therefore, in a state in which possession is legal, then the purchase of that weed on the dark web should not be its own separate crime. As I understand it. So, again, not legal advice. Just keep that in mind. That's not to say that the cops won't snag the weed if they happen to catch it running through the mail system. And I don't know what the federal government would think about that either. So I'm just talking about, like, state level. I don't know.
Didn't ship anything across state borders. Someone else did.
That's true. That's true.
And you don't even know what state they're in. So for all you know, it came from the house next door.
Well, I mean, they could argue that you induced that person to, like, it could be a conspiracy charge, conspiracy to ship.
We could see if there's any stories of it ever happening.
Well, and that's another good point, Bonnie, is when it comes to the dark web, they tend to not focus on busting the users anyway, as far as the federal government is concerned. They go after the bigger fish. They want to go after the people running the darknet websites and the bigger vendors on the darknet sites. So if you're just somebody who's bought a little bit of weed on the darknet, I mean, the odds that you're going to encounter any kind of difficulty beyond a lost shipment is probably next to zero.
Well, going back to his idea, well, his interest in Adam Kokesh using the term blood weed for weed that's taxed, that is exactly why people who are for the legalization or the decriminalization of entheogens don't want to make the same mistake that was made with cannabis. They don't think that anybody should have to ask the government permission to use something that's part of nature. I mean, cannabis is included, but in a lot of states, it's already too late.
Well, you don't just mean permission to use. You mean permission to sell, permission to grow. You shouldn't have to ask anybody for that.
Yeah, it should totally be descheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't make sense that the government has any sort of right to tell you that you can't possess something that's part of nature.
Ukraine 79, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Hey, thanks for the bit box and the giveaway. You guys rock. Take care.
Cool. Yeah, I was actually going to ask if you'd been all settled up on that, so it sounds like
he hasn't. Well, I don't know. It may have arrived today. All I know is they said they were shipping it this week.
Okay, cool.
So
sweet. Enjoy it, Ukraine. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. By the way, the BitBox giveaway is going to happen again. So we did one BitBox. This is a 100% open source hardware wallet. Ukraine 79 is the first winner. And we gave that away to people who had signed up for our social media site and could prove that they were watching our Odyssey or subscribed to our Odyssey channel. The next one is going to be for people who have joined the new AMPS program over at our Patreon over at amps.freetalklive.com. So if you want to support Free Talk Live, you could get a little bonus if you join the AMPS program before the end of this month. We're going to do the giveaway, I don't know, maybe New Year's Eve or a few days after that, because you're not here on New Year's Eve. It's like Saturday or Friday night or something this year.
Okay.
But
I mean, based on the fact that, you know, it's a party night, there's a decent chance I'll end up here because other people will be partying. And I'll just be like, yeah, no, I'm done. I'm done partying, man.
Well, if that's the case, then we could ring in the new year with a BitBox giveaway or something.
That's true.
So, yeah, if you want to join the AMPS program, go to amps.freetalklive.com. And you can do that as Alex Flores has done, by the way. Alex is a gold-level supporter via the AMPS program. That means he's doing $10 a month. All we ask for is $5, so he's doing at least twice that amount. So definitely appreciate the support. We got more coming up here, including Craig Wright, the supposed Satoshi Nakamoto. He says...
He is Satoshi Nakamoto.
That's what he wants you to believe.
He said he is.
Yeah, but he hasn't proven it. And this case, whether he likes it or not, according to CoinDesk, he didn't prove it here either. There's more coming up. But that's not stopping him from claiming that his so-called victory here is proof that he's Satoshi.
Well, he is crazy.
603-283-6160, and he's litigious. So he's the worst kind of crazy. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. Number 603-283-6160. Satoshi Nakamoto, but refusing to prove it.
Which is stupid, because it would take him all of, 3 minutes to prove that he was Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, if he were actually Satoshi Nakamoto, but he hasn't done that. Instead, he just takes everybody to court, and there was another case recently that he was involved in that just got, I guess, finalized today with a jury verdict. We'll tell you about that. On the way here tonight, it's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. By the way, you want to learn about cryptocurrency, you can get over to bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. And that is where you'll find all kinds of information, including some videos. Like, you can watch just one of those videos. It's, I think, about 3 minutes long, the first one. And get some of the basics down about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Might be a good time to do it now, considering the price of one Bitcoin had, as of yesterday, was below $50,000. I believe
Wow. It
came back a little bit today and is now above $50,000 again.
Happy Christmas, Sal.
Yeah, for sure. Head on over to Bitcoin.com, get started. And also, if you're not new to crypto, if you want to get the latest news headlines, they got those there, too, over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we go to the story that I wanted to start the show with, and that is the latest out of New York City. Now, as of today, and I believe this is the outgoing mayor, so Bill de Blasio, this guy isn't just resting on his laurels and kicking back in the last few weeks of his mayorship, because they just elected a new guy, the guy that claims he's going to turn New York City into some sort of Bitcoin mecca, even though...
that seems counter to everything New York City stands for.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently he's into Bitcoin, which, good for him.
He wants to make his own crypto, right? A New York City coin.
Well, I don't know if he wants to make his own. There already is the NYC coin that some independent group started just a few weeks ago. And according to the group that started NYC coin, the new incoming mayor has given it his blessing or whatever. So they already have that. I don't see why they would start another one if they're going to use this one. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't.
The Intercoin guy has talked about wanting to create a New York City coin, too, so maybe he can tell him about that one.
Maybe, but I mean...
I don't understand why anyone wants to do anything with New York City except get the hell away from it.
Well, if you really love cities, then New York City is the big one in the United States. But yeah, if you love liberty, then you don't belong in New York City, especially... I mean,
you can have the city lifestyle without being in New York City. Like, the most overpopulated, miserable place on the planet.
I'm sure there's more miserable places than New York City.
I don't know if I believe it, because when I lived in San Antonio, going to Austin to see my sister was just like, I swore to never go back the last time I was there, and I never will. It's just so awful, and I can't imagine that times, like, what, 10?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a fan of New York City myself. I'm not trying to defend it here, but there's a certain city person, there's a certain type of person who just
likes
loves
being miserable.
Well, but they wouldn't describe it that way. Like, they would describe New York City as the best city on, in the United States, because everything's close by, you don't have to have a car, you can go out to all these different things. And you were talking about this once, Bonnie, that when you lived in San Antonio, which is obviously a much larger place than where you live now, there were all these things out there to constantly distract you. So
yeah,
you were always either going shopping with friends or going out to see some sort of a show or
a concert. My job just felt like a video game.
Yeah, so you're always distracted. And so the people in New York City, they love that. They love being able to just walk down to Broadway or, get a jitney cab and go somewhere and do something. All these different things that they can do. There's restaurants everywhere. And so for the people that are foodies or whatever, they love that stuff. They don't have to ever, do
all
anything
for themselves.
All I
can think is, feet are gross, but some people like feet.
That's true. That's true.
And that sounds to me about like New York City.
But if you love liberty, then you really don't belong in a place like New York City. Because, as though it weren't bad enough prior to 2020, like, New York City's always been a big government place, in the biggest government state, in the least free state of all of the 50 states. The Freedom of the 50 States study just came out last week. We talked about it to a large extent here on Free Talk Live. New York, still number 50. Still, number 50. And in fact, New York has now taken Texas's place Texas was number 50 in just the personal freedoms breakdown, so the freedom of the 50 states does the overall freedom, of which New York is number 50. But it also has different categories, so there's like different economic freedoms and personal freedom categories. So the overall personal freedom, Texas used to be number 50. It's now number 49. New York now number 50 as far as personal freedom is concerned. So it's always been.
Latest study take into account, you know, COVID-19?
No. Okay.
It was 2019 numbers.
Correct. So, yeah, anything that happened up to January 1st, 2020 was included in this study as far as laws that took place.
And Texas might go back to 50 with its abortion law.
It might.
And, like, bars on letting private businesses do things related to the vaccine or whatever.
But, oh, yeah, and you can't be a stripper if you're
under 21. Under 21, no, yeah. Texas.
Texas, yeah, man.
That's crazy.
The
So it's going to be a tough fight between New York and Texas because you have to remember New York.
It's like a presidential election. Which one of these two things is the worst?
Yeah. Now, New York City has a vaccine mandate. I don't believe the rest of the state does at this point. But earlier, a few months ago, the vaccine mandate went into place. I think it was like September that they started to enforce this thing where people who wanted to go out to eat or go to the gym or something like that, go to a Broadway show, had to show proof of vaccination in order to get in, which also means they have to show ID because you can't just show proof of vaccination because it doesn't have your photo on it, so they have to also, you know, show the ID at the same time. So in order to go out
insane.
And do anything. Yeah. And look, like, that should have been enough right there for freedom lovers to say, all right, we're done. We're getting out of here.
Like, think.
But no, they still stay in New York City. And, in fact, some of them are still going to stay in New York City after this news just hit. Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced today yet another expansion of their vaccine mandate. Because this is how things work. They see how far they can push it. Oh, they will get our vaccine cards. They will show the vaccine cards at all these different businesses. All right, what can we tell them to do now? Well, according to the story, starting December 27th, that's 2 days after Christmas, New York's vaccine mandate will expand to all private sector workers, a move Bill de Blasio, the mayor, called the first of its kind in the nation as he announced the looming changes.
That's
Monday.
Nothing to brag about, dude. I realize to him and his twisted worldview, that is a thing to brag about. Oh, we're the first to become the most tyrannical place in the United States.
He's going out on this. This is his last, you know, hurrah.
His legacy.
Yeah, this is his swan song. This is it for him. Now, I presume he's going to run for governor or something like that, and he's going to show this as like, hey, look what I did for New York City. I can do this for the whole state.
Isn't the crazy lady who
president.
Says that no verifiable religion is against vaccines, isn't that crazy lady the new governor?
Ooh, that sounds possible.
She was saying, as far as I know, the Pope hasn't come out and said he was against vaccines, as if that means no Catholic can claim religious exemption.
Yeah, most of the quote-unquote
I think if they're
leaders.
Catholic and the Pope doesn't allow them to, I don't think they are allowed to.
Well, I don't know, you can have your own.
It's weird like that.
I guess you can't have your own.
Well, most of the quote-unquote religious, major religious leaders are absolutely in favor of the vaccine because they're bought and sold by the system. I mean, they're all working on this together. And there's more. There's more because they're coming after your children in New York City as well as far as vaccines are concerned. We'll tell you more about what their plan is. And if you're still living in New York City and you love Liberty, give us a call. Please explain yourself. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. to slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
President Biden remains hopeful his Build Back Better bill, which is being debated in the Senate, will pass. Biden telling reporters he'd like to see it approved as early as we can get it. He adds he wants it done no matter how long it takes. USA Radio News. All travelers 2 and older flying into the United States must show proof of a negative coronavirus test one day before travel. The rule takes effect Monday. The previous rule required a test 3 days before travel. Flyers who can show proof they recovered from the coronavirus within 3 months prior to the flight don't have to show a negative test. And if these new regulations have you a little uncomfortable when it comes to traveling, Clinton Henderson is a travel expert. He tells NBC News,
if you decide that you're uncomfortable traveling, call the airline, see what they'll do for you. A lot of times they will give you at least the value of the flight in a voucher that you can use on a future trip.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit died of a heart attack. Trainer Bob Baffert confirming the horse's death that happened today at Santa Anita in Southern California. The horse was caught up in a controversy following the race after it failed a drug test. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. We're raising funds for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty, like Kenya.
Yeah, so it's fair to say that we're raising money for families in Kenya through Give Directly.
That's true. They locate recipients who are in need and use mobile money, which is big in Africa, to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over a million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. Now, isn't that what you would prefer? Well, if so, Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, up to $30,000. And if you're feeling generous this holiday season, you want to help people in Bamet and Kilifi counties, people who've been plagued by things like drought, floods, and food insecurity, then you can go to give.freetalklive.com and you can help out. There may not be a better way to help those families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about the latest New York City vaccine mandate modification, because they already had one, and they, you know, implemented that a few months ago, restricting adults from going into a lot of businesses, like pretty much any kind of place you'd want to go to, like a restaurant or a theater or something like that.
Anything with entertainment, basically.
Yeah, basically. And they called that the key to the city, I believe. The key to NYC.
Wasn't it also, like, easily spoofed? Like, people were uploading pictures of menus as their vaccine cards, and it was returning the green check mark or whatever it was they needed?
Ooh, I don't know.
I seem to remember what it was.
I heard about that, too. It was, like, people were taking random pictures of, like, a tree, and it would say, like, check.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what the potential penalty would be if you were caught doing something like that, because I suspect they've got empty jail cells just waiting for people who want to try to work their system. You know, why would you want to take those risks when you could just leave New York City? Like, to me, I don't want to be in a place with surrounded by obedient people.
Because how are you going to make it in the fashion world anywhere other than New York City?
If you're going to leave New York City, though, you need to do it soon. Don't do like the people of Australia or New South Wales. They'd be like, oh, we can leave later. We have a 5-year plan for moving to a place that's freer.
And then they close the borders.
Yeah, and then you're kind of stuck there and you literally cannot leave.
So here's what happened. The latest update from NBCNewYork.com. All private sector workers in New York City are now subject to the mayor's vaccine mandate starting December 27th, affecting 184,000 businesses and however many employees that means. So every single person who works for somebody else. Now, I don't know if this is going to apply to a business owner. Let's say you're just a single person. You have no employees. And, you know, you go around if, you know, you're a plumber or something like that. You do some sort of service and it's your business.
I think because of the legal fiction of small businesses, you would be considered an employee of the company that you own, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm not sure how all that works. But either way, it's getting really bad, really fast in New York City. So while vaccine proof for indoor dining, fitness, and entertainment will be required as well now for children ages 5 to 11, according to the mandate announced by Bill de Blasio, the mayor.
So if you want to go into like McDonald's or something with your family of five, you have to show them everyone's vaccination cards.
That's correct.
That's absurd.
And it's not just New York City doing that. San Francisco's beat them to that punch.
The other horrible city in the United States.
The current rule will require two vaccine doses instead of proof of only one, as far as people age 12 and older are concerned. So it was that you only had to have one vaccine dose. You knew this was coming, right? Like, you knew they were going to go to two.
It's so confusing at this point. Like, if you're ages 5 to 11, you only have to have one shot.
Well, that's because they just approved it.
Yeah, but if you're 12 to 18, you have to have two. If you're 18 to 65, you have to have three, but only...
Well, it's only two in New York City, at least.
Okay.
That's going to change, though.
It will.
First, they have to go to two from one, then they'll go to three, you know, probably.
So people don't catch on that it's ridiculous.
I mean, how could people not catch on at this point if you haven't
Because they're distracted in New York City.
Yeah.
I don't know. I continue every single day when, like, COVID news pops up, I'm like, and the Omicron variant in particular, is it not painfully clear to people at this point that, one, we're never going to eradicate COVID-19, and two, there will always be a new variant, and three, the vaccines clearly don't stop any of it.
But go ahead and get another booster, because they said that it'll help.
But it doesn't.
Even though they've also said that it's resistant to the vaccine.
Go ahead.
I think these people have just completely rented out their brain space that, you know, would try to figure something like that out to the experts. So they're just like, oh, they're working on it. All I need to do is figure out how many shots I need so that way I can live my life the way I want to. They just don't even think about the fact that it's ridiculous.
No, they bought into it hook, line, and
sinker. I mean, we're like 2 years into this.
Yeah.
And the lockdowns didn't stop it. The masks didn't stop it. The social distancing. Nothing has stopped it. And now they're just pushing vaccines, and that's not stopping it either.
Supposedly it's worse now than it's ever been. And how could anybody believe that the crackdowns made anything better?
Yeah, I saw some, I think it was the Defiant L's Twitter that I've mentioned before, where they take a quote from a liberal from last year, and then they take a quote from them from this year. This one actually had Joe Biden, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but it was his quote when he was campaigning, like, Trump doesn't even have a plan to deal with this. I do. Talking about COVID, and now there's more COVID deaths this year than there were last year.
Where are they at, though? And there's probably more COVID deaths because they fired 20% of the hospital staffs and closed a fair bit of the hospitals because, you know, they didn't have the staff to keep them open.
So apparently the requirement to have two doses does exclude people who are vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson's single-dose shot. Kids age 5 to 11 only need to show proof of one dose when the requirement for them kicks in on December 14th, considering they only first became eligible for their initial doses in early November and must wait at least 21 days between doses. But don't worry, coming, you know, this winter, kids in New York City will have to have two doses as well.
And so it is just, they just can't require two shots of them because kids haven't had enough time to get it twice.
Correct. That's correct. So it's coming.
God, New York City's awful.
The one in Keene that is being proposed right now.
The mask mandate?
Yeah, Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. Supposedly, it's only going to affect people 10 years old and older.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, why don't I just start telling people at Walmart I'm 10? What are they going to do? Tell me to show my ID. Well, I don't have an ID. I'm 10.
You don't have to tell them that, Bonnie, because you're medically exempt.
Well, that's true.
And Walmart's not going to ask you about that.
Why 10?
They start getting crazy.
Why not 18 or 16 or 24 or 23 years and 16 days?
Supposedly you can catch it and spread it if you're 9.
You can catch it and spread it if you've got if you're vaccinated with two vaccines.
The committee hearing for that is this coming Wednesday, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'll be on the show, unfortunately.
We're going to go. It's awesome. We're not going to be here on the show. So if you want to join in here, the number is 603-283-6160. My prediction here, and we've yet to see this happen because there's so far it's only really New York City that's requiring it and San Francisco. But my prediction here is that somebody's going to bring their kids to McDonald's and they're going to not have they're going to bring their kids to McDonald's, but they're going to like switch the kid, like, they haven't got all their kids vaccinated or something like that, and so they switch their vaccinated kids vax pass for the unvaxxed ones, and they bring the unvaxxed ones with the other kids' vaccine passports because you don't have to show ID as a kid because they don't have kid ID yet. Somebody's going to get caught. Somebody's going to get caught doing this, and that will be the excuse that they need to say, well, we hope that we weren't going to have to do this. But because some people just aren't doing what they're told to do and they're trying to work the system, now we're going to have to start issuing vaccine IDs for all these children. So bring your kids to school or, you know, this week at school, we'll be taking their photograph issuing them, a photo ID from the city of New York City. That's what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to require all children to have a photo ID in order to go into places.
I think you're correct.
603-283-6160. I hope I'm wrong. But that just seems like the next logical, statist, evil, total government, totalitarian, authoritarian, medical, hellscape step that they're going to need to take. It's an emergency, you know. People are dying. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Talking about the latest in New York City, which no one should be surprised to hear the news that now, as of December 27th, they will be requiring every single private employee in the city of New York to have a vaccine. To have two vaccines. They will have to get the vaccine passport in order to, I think, not just go out and do anything. I think they're just required to have it.
I think
like,
so.
Period.
Yeah.
So whether
like
or not
to
you
exist
leave
in
your
New
house,
York City.
Yeah, whether or not you want to leave your house and go out and do everything, if you're going to be employed in New York City, you will have to have a vaccine passport. You will have to have two shots of these various different vaccines or one of the Johnson & Johnson. Also, they're telling kids age 5 to 11 that they will now have to have a vaccine passport in order to go out and do things around the city. De Blasio hinted last week that changes to the city's vaccine policies could be coming soon, given the latest challenges posed in the city's ongoing COVID war. He says more measures may be imminent as far as vaccinations go, too. Quote, "We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is really going to create additional challenges with the Delta variant."
Why? Why do people get sicker in cold weather?
I don't know.
Because they stay inside.
I don't know that they do. You know, I've always heard that, but it doesn't make any sense from a logical perspective. It's not like having colder temperatures makes your immune system weaker.
No, but staying away from other people because you don't feel like going out into the cold might...
He says, "We've got holiday gatherings," he said as he announced the mandate on MSNBC. Quote, "We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike." Just like war, right? Like where the U.S. government goes
against the disease.
Against the economy.
"To really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us," he said.
Okay, so when New York City has record cases, as they're going to, will he admit that his policy failed?
No, he'll no longer be the mayor.
Ah.
So it won't matter.
Yeah.
And but still, even if he was still the mayor, he wouldn't admit that it failed.
Of course not.
They would find a way to blame the unvaccinated.
Correct. Yeah. He said the city will issue additional enforcement and reasonable accommodation.
I bet this applies to stay-at-home employees because they're still employees. So if you stay in your own house and you're employed, I bet you still have to get a vaccine. Because my friend got a ban on commenting on Facebook recently just because somebody she knows posted on Facebook, "I applied for a stay-at-home job, a job where I don't have to leave my house, and they asked for my vaccination status." And my friend only commented for a work-from-home job, and just that comment got her...
Boom.
Yeah, blocked from commenting for, like, 24 hours or whatever it is on Facebook.
That's bizarre. I say way worse stuff than that on Facebook. I mean, I am, you know, up to 30-day bans, but still, something that innocuous, I'm surprised to hear.
She wasn't
from Facebook.
She wasn't trying to be controversial or anything. She was, like, really shocked that that happened.
Yeah, I mean, you're working from home. The whole point is that you don't have to deal with other people, so what do they care if you're vaccinated or not?
Control.
Rules are the rules, and they're a corporation, so they're going to follow the rules. They believe that Joe Biden said that all businesses over 100 people have to follow this and that, even though a court has apparently frozen that, and that is not, at this time, going into play at the end of the year, from last I've heard, at least. But they're going to do it anyway, just because they expect it's going to happen.
Do they also require their stay-at-home employees to be fully clothed? Because I would bet that most stay-at-home employees are not.
At least in pajamas.
So he says the city will issue additional enforcement and reasonable accommodation guidance to support small businesses with implementation on December 15th, about a week and a half before the mandate takes effect. Asked about potential consequences, de Blasio says some have to be in play. He didn't elaborate, but said few businesses have had to be penalized to date because of the rules. But the city's workforce...
Gotta break some eggs to make an omelet.
Noncompliance with the vaccine mandate in absence of an approved exemption comes with unpaid leave. Some smaller private businesses may not have that capacity, de Blasio acknowledged, which is why he says his administration is taking the next 9 days to work out the details with them. He was also
in 9 days for the largest city on the planet.
Yeah, they're just going to get cracking on that.
When governments are terribly inefficient at everything they try to do.
The mayor was asked about his legal authority to implement such all-encompassing vaccine mandate, especially given Joe Biden's mandate for private employers with workforces of 100 or more employees has stalled in the courts. De Blasio says there is a, quote, legal right of the health commissioner to keep the people of this city safe. That is something that's been proven time and time again.
So as mayor, he's health commissioner?
No, but the health commissioner works for him.
Oh.
You know, so they do what they want.
Well, I don't know how it would work, but it sounds like there could be a constitutional challenge to this in New York City, but of course that isn't going to help a whole lot of people. And then it's up to the New York Supreme Court, who I don't really know anything about. But I would imagine they're not very, you know, rights friendly.
I saw she's not yet the chairman of the Libertarian Party nationally, a girl named Angela. She had posted on social media today, like, "I just arrived in New York City. Let's take down this vaccine mandate," as though they're going to, like, sue and they're going to be able to defeat New York City. And as though that would still make it a place worth living, even if they did. I mean, it's still an absolute hellhole as far as freedom is concerned.
No, but I'm amused hearing that someone affiliated with the National LP is saying stuff on social media that isn't about the latest drama, because that's all I ever see, right, is the latest drama among the National Libertarian Party. And it's such a glorious dumpster fire, man.
What is? Do you want to know what the latest drama is?
He's got something to do with Karen Harlos and...
The interpersonal stuff where somebody doesn't
like
somebody
else. That's what it always is.
Yeah. I thought it was... Daryl Perry and his wife.
What? There is no libertarian drama that she's not part of.
Yeah, yeah. Latest I heard was she wanted to get hairs from the members of the Libertarian National Committee so she could put a hex on them.
Yeah, that's what the National Libertarian Party is up to, is that. I mean, that right there is the perfect example of why I have no association with it whatsoever. It's because it's devolved into a social media argument about selling a witch your hair so she can do a curse.
The legal counsel for the mayor of New York City, Georgia Pestana, affirmed the legal authority of the city's health commissioner to implement such sweeping rules and said city and state courts have continuously upheld that concept amid a number of challenges these last few months. She said that the issue between the Biden administration faces, quote, doesn't really apply here, unquote, because the injunctions were issued over the legal authority of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to manage mandate implementation in one case and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in another. She says, quote, here I don't believe there's any question that Dr. Dave Chosky has the authority to issue this mandate, and it's the across-the-board nature of it that I think also makes it defensible. So she's basically saying that because this is going to apply to every employer, there's no doubt that it's, you know, it's not discriminating, right? Like, we're not discriminating against one employer or another. We're not saying one employer is exempt and another is not.
I don't think that was the basis of the challenge to the Biden administration's order, was it?
I certainly hope it wasn't.
Because that's a, no, it couldn't have been. It's just that OSHA doesn't have the authority to do that.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. All of these changes could be reversed should Mayor-elect Eric Adams opt not to continue them when he takes office. The December 27th mandate start is just 4 days before that. So I guess,
and he's elected mayor of New York City, so I'm sure that he's going to continue them.
De Blasio said he's updated Adams on the plans, and Adams said he understands there are, quote, urgent threats facing our city, and it's the mayor's job to protect New Yorkers, unquote. But he said he'd let the mayor-elect speak for himself. Adams has been in Ghana and is due to return on Wednesday. His spokesman did release a brief yet noncommittal statement as far as the mandate goes, saying, quote, the mayor-elect will evaluate this mandate and other COVID strategies when he's in office and make determinations based on science, efficacy, and the advice of health professionals.
He's going to carry on the same garbage.
If he's not saying he's not going to, then there's a good chance he's going to, right?
When, according to that new document that came out, shows that the government and Moderna colluded together, and they both have interests in this vaccine that's just come out.
And this is like a leaked paper, right?
Yeah, and we can get into it. I got to find a story about it, but
I thought it was common knowledge that the government was heavily invested in Moderna.
Well, there was like a rumor last year, but Glenn Beck somehow got his hands on this like 104-page document that is, I can't remember the word right now. It's like I keep wanting to say non-disclosure. It's not that. It's some kind of an agreement,
mm-hmm.
And basically it's proof of what everybody already assumed. But when you take that into a factor or in as a factor, and you think about the fact that this guy's saying, as the mayor, I'm supposed to protect New York City, it just makes it more obvious than ever that this is a cartel running a protection racket.
For sure. If you want to join the show, you can. 603-283-6160. I mean, it's hardly worth mentioning also that I've had in show prep for a few days now that New York City has reinstituted a mask mandate at all times indoors, regardless of vaccination status. That happened a week ago at this point. So they're cranking it up. And once again, if you still care about freedom and you live in New York City, can you explain why? It's Free Talk Live.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.